This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy, happy birthdays go out to Miss Miley Cyrus.
Go!
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If you put me to the edge of a cliff and say you're going to go over or you can say if you can name a Miley Cyrus song, you'd be doing this show solo. So I knew that it was a birthday today. I said, yeah, Noelle, man. Do you know? And she went, I got you.
There you go.
I got you.
There we go.
And so happy, happy, happy 33rd birthday. Now, that may seem old to a whole lot of people that she's 33
years old. You just play that one. And the people are running down Peachtree Street in front of us on the 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we used to play that song.
You remembered that, huh?
Yeah, man.
Say it like I should have.
She's won 2 Grammys, and this is still her definitive song.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yep.
God bless her. I know that she's interesting. So here's the thing about entertainers. If I don't like you, but you're interesting, you got my attention, which is an old phrase. Either if you can't be good, be interesting, right? She to me, is very interesting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it ain't like she ain't got talent. She can't sing.
There's too many folks being rewarded for being interesting. But go ahead. Where are we going?
Wow. Well, there's a Mr. Crenshaw statement there. We're moving on to our guest. You want to bring our guest on here? I wonder if he feels the same way. Listen, we want to welcome to our show to talk some college football.
Back to our show. We hadn't had him on for a minute, but it's great to have him back on our show. Charles Arbuckle, college football yesterday, working with SEC Plus down at Auburn. He's doing some of that this season, but he's gracious enough to join us on this Sunday morning. Welcome back to the show here in Atlanta. Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We, sir, are doing fine. I want to thank you for getting up and hope that you have a wonderful holiday week approaching. Where do you want to start when it comes to this college football season as far as what you'd like? I mean, we've got a couple things we want to ask you about, but, you know, we haven't talked to you in a minute, and the thing that sticks first and foremost in your mind when it comes to this sport this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everything.
everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
The college football carousel of coaching.
Right.
You know, just all the things that are happening there. You're going to have teams that overhire or overpay or however you want to look at it. And the bottom line, I just keep telling people, I want to see some African-American black head coaches get opportunities if there's going to be 35 or 40 openings. And I don't know if that's going to happen, because if you think about it, the only guy's name that you're hearing consistently is Charles Huff after James Franklin. So you're telling me with all these coaches across the landscape of 135 schools, there's only 2 qualified black head coaches. And I'll call bull, and I'll let you put the end of it on that. And I've been pretty adamant about that all year, but even you can see this happening years before, but it's going to even be worse if we don't have coaches that are hired and really get opportunities at these schools to do something there and make a difference.
Yeah, but you're not really talking – well, you could be talking at the power conferences level, but you also got the ones at the Group of Five or whatever, where we've seen some coaches. We've seen Jerry Mack step in here at Kennesaw State here in the metro Atlanta area. First year they're going to the bowl game. We saw Willie Simmons, who was at Florida A&M, and get his job, and now his team became bowl eligible. So it is happening. But you just sounded an alarm that you want to see a little bit
he
more.
He wants to see Auburn and LSU and Penn State and all them school, Arkansas, make a call, if I'm hearing him correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see the power conferences put their money where their mouth is, and not a courtesy interview, not any of that, but a real true interview for guys that want opportunities. I don't know if it's going to happen, but they're going to overhire other coaches that shouldn't be in positions, and we'll see that. We'll be talking about that 2 or 3 years from now, that why did they hire this guy? He won the press conference, but he didn't win enough games.
So my question is then, why does Virginia Tech do what it did when a guy who has got this albatross on him that he can't win the big game at Penn State could possibly overcome that at Virginia Tech?
Well, James Franklin is a heck of a recruiter. And when he lets his coaches do what they can do, they actually are pretty good. They just can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many teams are beating Ohio State and Michigan when they're really good in the Big Ten consistently? I'm just, you know, I'm not making excuses for James Franklin. I'm just saying Virginia Tech has been in the woods. They've been looking since Beamer has left
right.
to try to get some of that magic. So you got a guy that can recruit that area. You got a guy that knows the DMV very well from his days at Maryland. And, again, let's talk about what we said. Are you going to overhire? Maybe. But you got a guy that won at Vanderbilt, and you got a guy that won pretty consistently at Penn State, didn't win the big games. And Virginia Tech is just trying to get back to some relevance. So I think that's why he was hired for that position. And it was a home run hire for them, because this is where they are and the program. So I think that's why that happened. And he had opportunities. There were, as soon as he was fired, he was being named UCLA. He was being named. I mean, he was being named all over the place. So you knew he was going to have a chance to get an opportunity to get that position.
UCLA, before we get done, we're going to talk about UCLA. You're a UCLA alum, and it was oddly enough, it was with your alma mater beating him.
They're terrible. I was
watching last night, man, and they got so much tarp down covering the seats at the Rose Bowl. They got seating capacity down to about 25,000. And they're going to move.
They're going to get mad because they're going to move to SoFi.
They're going to move to SoFi.
Well, Sam, you can win at the Rose Bowl. You can win at UCLA. I will say this. The only shining light last night was all the memories from the Rose Bowl, and I was one of the 5 plays. So I got to be thankful.
But if you look at
that game, we had 90,000 against Nebraska. Yeah. We would consistently do that. You can do that at that place if you're winning. You can't do it in L.A. Y'all know how Atlanta is. L.A. is the same way. If it ain't good, if the product is not good, people aren't going to show up. Let me tell you a couple of things. Martin Jarman should not be the AD anymore. He shouldn't be hiring for that position. And even though he's a de facto AD, it's going to make it hard for a really big-time coach that wants to go there to say, yeah, I want to go coach for this guy who hired Chip Kelly, who hired Deshaun Foster. There's some problems happening in the athletic department that are crazy. So I think they're doing a good job by deflecting, saying, hey, we may move to SoFi. That could be a good decision, but it's just so much more that I could spend – 2 hours with you guys talking about it. And I know y'all don't have 2 hours to hear me talk about UCLA.
Well, we're spending time on this Sunday morning, spending some time with Charles Arbuckle, just talking college football and kicking it with him. You were down at Auburn yesterday. Talk about the rush to name coaches right now and the time frame when you talk about transfer portal and things. You know, you got to have some things done, and you saw Virginia Tech name their coach. That was for a reason. You want to get him on campus. You want to get that started. Talk about how this change in landscape is forcing these decisions to be made sooner.
Yeah, I think you have to, because with all the things that are going to happen and how quickly, as soon as the season's over with, you got to be in position so you can keep these guys on, you know, either on your roster or coming to you as a commit. I will say this, ZJ Durkin has done a pretty good job, especially offensively, to get this team going. And I will give Derek Nix a lot of credit. He is former Southern Miss football player. I think he had some health challenges. His brother helped him out with a kidney. Now he's the offensive coordinator, interim offensive coordinator for Auburn. And he's done a really nice job the last 2 weeks of getting these guys prepared. We saw Deuce Knight yesterday against the FCS team in Mercer, who I think is going to be really good in the college football playoffs in the FCS level. So with all this said, I think Auburn – look, stranger things have happened in the Iron Bowl. If they end up beating Alabama, that could be really crazy to decide who's going to be the head coach for this Auburn team. And I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm saying if you can score points and your defense looks like they're playing a little bit better, even though they got a lot of guys nicked up on the defensive side, it's just interesting to see how a change in coaching can change your whole dynamic for your team. And it looks like this looks like a different Auburn team than what I saw a few weeks ago.
Charles Arbuckle joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 Game. All right, man, take a minute and talk to these Georgia Tech fans that are listening right now and how they should feel this morning.
Well, I mean, it finally caught up with you guys, right? And I think for it to happen before the Georgia game may be the best thing for you, because they've been playing with house money a lot this year, right? I mean, I love how they played early in the year, some of the things they did. But I think this is a wake-up call. And Brent Key, I think he'll do a really nice job with this game being something that you can say, hey, how do we spin this forward? How do we not end the season in a two-game losing streak? Now, it's going to be hard because you know what they got coming up. But I will say, is it – ideal for you? No. And that Pitt team they gave you every opportunity to win. So I'm interested to see how he's going to be able to get his team back focused. And the fans are just going to have to accept that. I really think you're in a position where you may be thinking like, hey, the season's over with. But again, a rivalry game, and Georgia Tech has been able to play Georgia pretty well. So I say, you know, trust your coach a little bit until you see the product on the field this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Charles Arbuckle. He is social. You can find him at Charles Arbuckle, at Charles Arbuckle. Who do you have in your four as far as your four teams for your playoff? If you like, just have to think of who they are, right?
This season has been such a hard one for me to predict and look at. I like Oregon. I'm not saying they're going to – Ohio State is definitely up there. A&M looks like one of those teams that, you know, this could be a magical year for them. And just the aforementioned Georgia. It's going to be hard to beat Georgia, guys. And I know Bama's there, but I don't trust their run game or sometimes their defense right now. But, yeah, right now I would say Ohio State has to be in the mix. I would give credence to Oregon after the way they played yesterday, and A&M and Georgia right now, the four. I kind of want to see these next few weeks, but as I look at it now, those are the teams that I kind of say, hey, they play pretty well throughout the season, and those are the teams that look like they have a real good chance where they're sitting right now.
You know, as things change in college sports, I kind of like to see this happen, especially it's akin to what we're already talking about with the coaching carousel. Mm-hmm. You know how we see NFL player X signs umpteen million dollars, but his signing bonus is boom, and we all know the signing bonus is the guaranteed part now.
Yeah.
I believe that should be as prominent when you hire a college coach. Because here's the thing. That dude, in most cases, is the highest paid state employee. And if everybody knew what his buyout is, if he stinks, because that's what's been making people walk into traffic hearing about Jimbo.
LSU.
Well, it started with Jimbo Fisher with $76
million. Yeah.
But all these other guys and their buy. I think that people would have something to say if they find out Coach X has got a – if he stinks, we still got to give him $50 million. I just would like that to be a part of the announcement when so-and-so is hired to let everybody know as far as transparency. How do you feel about that, Charles?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think because what you have is you have these opportunities for coaches to just kind of hide behind some of the things that they have going on. And I do think you're on to something because the buyouts are the things that are killing at the end of the day. You know, those are the things that you look at and you're like, man, how can these schools afford it? And you know how they're doing it. They're finding, you know, shell money. They're finding all kind of different things. And I think that's the part that just you know, bothers people to no end. Hey, you guys asked me about top four. I forgot about Indiana.
But you know what, though? You like a whole lot of folk.
Don't sleep on Indiana, though. Here's why I'll tell you that. Because this year, Fernando Mendoza, before they started, I talked to a lot of folks in Indiana. They didn't know him. I know him from Cal. I said, this kid's going to be really good. I didn't know their receivers were as good of dogs as they were. Their running game, I knew they were going to have that. But their defense, watch their defense. If their defense can play the way they have played this year, they've been a little bit banged up here lately, Indiana's going to give a lot of people problems. And the only reason I didn't put them in there is because I got to see how they play against Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
And if Michigan beats Ohio State next week, that changes the whole – this turns into Harry Potter staircase, right? Because all kinds of stuff's going to be changing.
Hey, look, I ain't listened to a Miley Cyrus song, and I have not watched any Harry Potter, but I agree with you 120%.
Oh, man. Charles, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, man, and always great to catch up with you. And thanks so much for dropping some knowledge and spending some time with us on this Sunday
morning. Thank you, sir, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Always good to get on in the ATL. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.